Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Stop being stupid, people.
All bets are off.
You all suck.
I'm Morenci Unfiltered.
Scumbags! Get on the grid, sports grid. This is the podcast, Morenci Unfiltered. I am Morenci. Let's do this thing as we start off another week in isolation, so to speak. Although I have gotten out on a couple of occasions. I try to stay away from people as much as I possibly can. But I have gotten out on a couple of, you got to get air, right? You got to get out a little bit. This morning, which was Monday morning, depending on when you're listening to this, but the podcast gets posted extremely quickly. Great job by Bavona getting it out there. So shout out to Bavona getting it done in the bunker for us. So Monday morning, I'm on a conference call, early morning conference call. I'm on a lot of conference calls lately. So I'm on an early morning conference call, and I sort of just look up. I'm like, I can just sort of feel something. I look up. I'm like, holy crap. And there was that USS Comfort, the naval ship hospital. I was wondering if I was going to see it. I sort of thought I would, but I was shocked to see it as I did, just rolling through the harbor as I did. And, you know, listen, I've questioned things in the past. I always believe that there is normally a hidden agenda with a lot of things that happen in the world. But, you know, I'm getting tweets from people, and I see people out there. And I tweeted something that from the Belarusian president. So the president of Belarus, Belarus president believes vodka and saunas will cure coronavirus. Now, listen, the problem is with this, he's not joking. So basically, so for the betting, for if you're betting right now, Belarus is literally like one of the last league standing right now. I saw earlier in the day, man, there was a ton of action from Belarus. There was like basketball. Russia seemingly still has a few things going on, which is weird. Like Russia shut down their major leagues, but there seems to be like a couple of like sort of fringe leagues in Russia that are still going on right now. But Belarus is open for business and they've got a bunch of different sports leagues. So I'm sure some of you out there are betting on this stuff. I haven't pulled the trigger. I sort of took a look. Nothing really jumped off the page at me. And we are on a 15-3 run right now in this post-no-sport world that we're living in. So the president of Belarus is insisting that vodka and saunas will cure the coronavirus. We're claiming that nations have gone into lockdown, are in the throes of a psychosis. President Alexander Lukashenko insisted that the Eastern European nation of nearly 9.5 million remain open for business and even took part in a packed ice hockey game on Saturday. It's better to die standing than to live on your knees, he said, quoting the Mexican revolutionary Emiliano Zapata and calling sports the best anti-virus remedy. While he was at the hockey game on Saturday, he said, there are no viruses here. He said at the ice rink after the game, insisting, I don't see them. He attacked a psychosis that is crippling other nations' economies, saying the world has gone mad, and offering what he says are simple solutions. People should not only wash their hands with vodka, but also poison the virus with it. You should drink the equivalent of 40 to 50 millimeters of a rectified spirit daily, but not at work. He's been the president of Belarus since 1994, advised slugging back the hard liquor after trips to the sauna. Two or three times a week, he says. When you come out of the sauna, you wash your hands, but also if you have vodka inside you, it kills the virus. He also advises that hard work will cure the deadly pandemic. You just have to go to work, especially now in a village. Tractors will cure everyone. The field heals everyone. Well, I've never I didn't know the tractors had healing powers. Belarus has confirmed 100 cases of the virus with no deaths, but many believe the government is covering up the true number. Lots of people think he's acting frivolously and irresponsibly, says Marina Zotalova, the editor-in-chief of the local newspaper. Yeah, he'll eventually end up getting hit. I'm surprised Putin hasn't told him to shut it down, because even Putin's shutting things down in Russia right now. But, you know, there's all kinds of crazy stories. And I mentioned the so what I'm saying that – so that's what I'm saying that on Twitter, a guy that tunes into the show, seeming like a normal dude – I'm not going to start calling people out by name and stuff, but – I tweeted this story out, and he goes, finally, a world leader telling it like it is. I thought he was joking. And he goes, oh, he gets it. I said, the only thing he's going to get is the virus. And no, he responded, he came back like he actually thinks. He goes, oh, this is just all media hype. It's like, media hype? You got a freaking naval ship in New York City right now as a hospital. They're setting up hospital tents in Central Park right now, which I don't really understand, because I tell you, it's not that warm out. That's another thing that's being lost in all this. Not that it really matters, but like the weather sucks. It's unbelievable. Like New York is really, really taking it in the teeth. Like it's always cold and rainy and windy every day. And it's like the hospitals are overrun. A tough time. So we appreciate the work that the nurses are doing out there. So we talked about the Belarusian president. And Belarus is all over the place right now because the world is like, what the hell are you guys doing? As the rest of Europe shuts down to combat the new coronavirus, Belarus remains resolutely open for business. Restaurants in the former Soviet Republic continue to serve food, and the country's football league continues to play on. Despite being at the door of Europe's grappling with the deadly COVID-19, life has gone on more or less unchecked in Belarus. As we talked about, Lukashenko says it's a world psychosis. No one should panic about this. Tractors will heal everyone, as we talked about. One fan says, we wash our hand 10 times at the gate. Special measures have been taken at the stadium, including thermal cameras to check the temperatures of fans as they enter the stadium, which is disinfected twice a day. These precautions satisfied a 55-year-old school teacher fan who said that people who are ill won't come here. Like, so this stuff is going on out here. Like, I'm getting tweets from people, oh, it's not real, it's media hype. It's like media hype. Like, it's amazing to me. Like, I don't know, like, the world is shut down, bro. Like, what would it take for people to say, I don't know, this is kind of pretty crazy right now. And as I was stating earlier, you know, there's a reason why politicians do everything that they do. But, like, nobody created this. Nobody wants this. Like, this isn't good for anybody politically. It's not good for anybody financially. You know, there might be a few people that are going to end up making money off of, you know, the virus when it's all said and done. But, you know, this is a global pandemic that's not good for anybody. You know, like no government wants to see their economy completely shut down. Like it's not, you know, I see, oh, people are going to take power away. And, you know, now listen, I think it's crazy in Rhode Island that the governor is sending people door to door to try to hunt people down from New York. It's a little bit over the top. Yet it's very similar to The Walking Dead, isn't it? The TV show in which, you know, they're in an apocalypse. They're in an apocalypse, but it's not really the zombies that are the biggest danger. It's the other humans. And so far, humans have been pretty good. Like there hasn't really been, yeah, there's been pockets of crime and stuff, but somebody stole like a Van Gogh overnight the other night in from some museum in Holland. Like they went big time, right? They went big time. So you're going to see stuff like that happen. There was an interesting story in a New York Post that was posted nationally as well about the mob in New York, and about how the coronavirus has hit the mob pretty hard. Like, they don't have as much revenue coming in. There's like nothing to do. You know, like they're heavily involved in a construction business, allegedly, of course, still to this day, yet there's no construction going on. There's a bit of construction, but not really. You know what I mean? Not like the city's not booming. Basically, the article went on to say, you know, bars, restaurants that they extort from, et cetera, or own and everything, they can't do it. It's not open. They make a lot of money from gambling. There's no gambling. You know, so yeah, that's what I'm saying. This isn't good for anybody. This isn't good for anybody. So I was talking. You have now. So, you know, I lose track. We're all losing track of time now. Because I got to be honest with you. I generally keep track of time through sports. You know what I mean? I know what day it is. It's Tuesday because there's two NBA games on TNT. You know what I'm saying? Like, I you know, from years and everything, I can tell you where I was in my life, what city I was in, like, you know, I was in a band, was on the radio, what station I was on, all by Super Bowls. If you just randomly told me years, I wouldn't know. You know what I mean? Like, when I was in LA? Oh, well, I was there when Norwood missed the kick in the Super Bowl. Right? Like, so I can sort of, I can judge time through sports. So it's easy to lose track of time, you know, now in these days. What day of the week is it? What time is it? And I saw a good tweet out there. Somebody said, basically, self-isolation is like being in a Vegas casino. You never know what time it is. You don't know what day it is. And drinking alcohol is acceptable at any time. Now, I read a good article, actually, about this, though, because about not to drink too much in a situation like that. If you're isolated and stuff, like, drinking alone can end poorly and can just end up making you more depressed. So that's what I'm saying. The human spirit has been pretty good, and people have been, you know, people have been taking this pretty well, all things considering. But the cancellations continue. And, you know, there's talk of the NBA and what they're trying to put together. And the NBA is hoping that maybe they can play somehow in Vegas. Vegas seems to be the front runner right now. And of all the ideas that, the NBA has come up with, it seems like Vegas is the one that they're sort of the most serious about. Which essentially, they would go, I'm thinking probably like Mandalay Bay. Like, Mandalay Bay has an arena, right? Like in the casino, in the property. So does MGM. Now they could bus across the street to T-Mobile, etc. Or walk across the street, you know. But that's sort of one of the plans that the NBA was looking at to put the players, to test all the players. I don't think they can do it. I'm just telling you, this is what their plan is. Like, they're one of their plans. That hypothetically, they would put, like, the playoffs, all the teams that are in the playoffs, you sort of spread them out. You put, like, you know, a couple of teams at Mandalay Bay. You put a couple of teams at the Wynn. You put a couple of teams in the MGM. And you could really sort of isolate everybody. You know, like, each you could have, like, basically each player would have his own room. You know what I'm saying? And the hotel would be empty. It wouldn't be open to the public. But it sounds feasible on paper when you start talking about it, but not really. And one thing that hasn't been discussed about this, and it's been thrown around, and listen, I'm not going to criticize them for trying, right? They're coming up with ideas that, you know, they're just in case they can pull it off. I'm not going to criticize them for that. But something that hasn't been brought up about this enough is, if you're a player, are you going to want to do it? Like, number one, yeah, you're going to quarantine. Like, really? You know, we saw one NBA game. A bunch of people ended up getting sick. You know, Christian Wood got it. Rudy Gobert got it. Donovan Mitchell got it. One of the cameramen got it. Like, four of them. Now, no one died out of those four, fortunately, right? But I just don't see – you're not socially distancing when you have half the NBA living in a Vegas property. But number two, a bigger problem than that, or a problem that I never read anybody bring up, is will the players do it? Like, if you're a younger player and you don't have kids, and you don't have a family, you know, whatever, wife and stuff, maybe you'd say, oh, yeah, okay, I don't mind. I'll live at the MGM for six, seven weeks or whatever, as long as I'm in the playoffs. Yet, in the middle of something as serious as this, would other players want to be away from their families and just sort of go into isolation for 2 months at Mandalay Bay? I don't know. You know, I don't like it. Leave their families behind, because you can't bring your families. It's almost like witness protection. You know, it's not self-isolated if suddenly we have half the NBA and all the NBA's families there. Then suddenly we have thousands of people on the property, right? We're right back to where we started. So I don't know, man. I'm not overtly positive right now. And I'm not trying to be a pessimist. Like, listen, nobody wants sports to come back as much as I do. But you see the timetable right now, and you see the clock. You see the clock ticking in the fashion that it is. And you have to wonder if we're not starting to run out of racetrack a little bit. I've gone on record. The National Hockey League will not be playing. There will be no hockey. Robin Lehner, he's in Sweden right now, goalie with Vegas. He brought up, he said there's a 0% chance. 0% chance that there's NHL hockey. He said that they're just hoping it can be able to play in October. That was his opinion. He's not speaking for the league, but put it this way, he's in Sweden, right? And there's travel bans. Speaking of which, Dana White has been going to great lengths to claim that he's going to put the card together, UFC, whatever the hell it is, with Tony Ferguson and Khabib. Now, Joe Rogan said the other day that he wouldn't even announce it, that he's not going, no matter where it is and whatever the circumstances are. So Rogan says he's out. And now Khabib, who, you know, I thought that the fight would probably end up being in Russia. Russia is sort of open a bit. They're not totally closed. Like we said, we got some leagues going, but they don't really seem to be open. And Khabib says he can't leave. Right? There's a travel ban. So, but he knew that when he left. So I think they thought they could pull it off in Russia. Now they can't. Get on a grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Morenci Unfiltered, the podcast continues. I am Morenci. We appreciate you joining us on whatever medium you are joining us on. Steve Merrill will step up in a little bit later on in a couple of minutes with us. So I was bringing up UFC and Tony Ferguson and Khabib, who have literally and figuratively been scheduled to fight like five freaking times, and it never happens. And it's amazing that, you know, they either get injured, like one of them gets hurt, something, like every time they've been scheduled to fight. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. It's to the point where they just shouldn't fight. Like, it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be. So Khabib says he's out now. All right. So Dana has been going on and on about this. People are kind of like thinking he's crazy. And some people are saying he thinks he's great. You know, it's torn. So now you figure now that Khabib says, listen, I'm in Russia. I can't leave Russia. I'm in lockdown in Russia. I can't leave. Can't leave the country. And he said, they're going to try to do it without me. They're going to go forward without me. And now word is Justin Gaethje's been offered the fight. Yet, like, why? Like, at this point, listen, it was ridiculous that they were going to try to pull this off. a fight of this magnitude, a fight of this importance that's been, we've waited this long, you know, instead of trying to force it to happen in 3 weeks, essentially, just bite the bullet and, like everybody else, just sort of say, all right, we're going to shut it down for a month or whatever, and we'll reevaluate, you know? Now, the problem is you can't have fighters in perpetual state of training. That's the issue here, right? So you can't say, well, we might have it in 2 months or 3 months. So I sort of get it that you want to get it done. But the problem is, how is Tony Ferguson training properly right now? I see videos of Tony Ferguson, and the dude's like screwing around with flares and stuff like that. You know, he's a real character, evidently. It's just not ideal, like, for the athlete. And I get it. Both fighters are in the same position. But and look at it this way, too. You have your announcers don't even want to do it. Now, they'll do it without Joe Rogan. Or maybe Joe Rogan does it not from on site, which could be something that we're going to see more and more of, guys. And this is one thing, actually, that I haven't brought up before. So it's a hot take, fresh take. In the television world, actually, and in the TV world, television networks, more and more, if you've noticed, weren't sending broadcast teams on the road anymore. You know, not as many beat writers. Some teams are killing radio, etc. And it was a pattern that the leagues did not like. All right, like basically, like the like Sportsnet tried to do that. Sportsnet basically paid like $5 billion for the rights to the NHL in Canada, and then, like, when the playoffs started, they wanted to have, and they did it. Like, they did it, but the NHL got pissed and told them to stop doing it. They had broadcasters, like, not on location, just sort of watching the game. And that's sort of a pattern that we've seen, except it's a bad look for networks. It's like, listen, if you're going to get the rights to the damn thing, do it right, all right? At least have live guys in the booth. I think now, though, it's almost an excuse for them not to, right? It's like, listen, we would go, but due to concerns and safety, we're just going to do it from the studio here. And they'll save a hell of a lot of money doing that as well. You know, that's one thing. Like, right now, we're just all worried about everybody's health. But one thing that is true, that the sports world is going to be completely different moving forward. Like, is it ever going to be the way that we've had it? Probably not. Like, I don't see how we can. There'll be a vaccination eventually. Yeah, not everyone's going to get it right away. And, you know, we're talking a year and a half. They're saying 12 to 18 months. You know, there were some reports maybe December now, a potential. So I'm just stating, like Kirk Herbstreit said, unless there's a vaccination, it's going to be very hard to put people in the stands. So sports could eventually come back. But I got to believe that for the time being, there's going to be no fans. And I say for the time being, I mean like the next year or two type thing. I don't mean like, oh, for a couple of months when they come back. Like NFL, like put it this way. I think the NFL season, my instinct says the NFL will be played. Now, Kirk Herbstreit said he didn't think it would. The head of, you know, sports law and business of Boston College, who's like a big shot in that world, he doesn't think that college football or the NFL will play. I don't know. You know, I don't want to be that like negative and talk like I am. That's a long time away still, right? Still talking about, you know, 5-6 months here. But like, what will there be a preseason? I don't know. Like, I know it sounds crazy. Oh, no. There can't not be football, but there's no guarantee that there is. There's no guarantee that there is. And the NFL draft is going on as planned. Not in Las Vegas anymore and not with the, you know, the fans and everything, but they're still planning on having an NFL draft. And if you tune into Game Time Decisions, me and Cam are doing a great job breaking down the draft on a daily basis, giving you some great props and a great job by FanDuel. They've got a million props up for the NFL draft that we're breaking down. But the UFC wants to be the only one, very similar to the NFL. Like Roger Goodell sent out a memo telling people, if you have anything bad to say about us holding the draft, don't say it or else I'm going to fine you. Right? And he said it's important for the country that something, you know, that we stand up and we have something. And I think Dana White sort of feels the same way. But, you know, how many hoops can you jump through, Dana? Like, it's like, all right, I get it. You know, it's Ferguson and Khabib. Everyone wants to see the fight. Yet you've got one of your fighters is in lockdown in Russia right now. Joe Rogan says he doesn't even want to call the damn fight. Like, there's very limited places in the world that even want to host you. And to be honest, and I'm not questioning Dana White, because I think Dana White can make anything happen, really. Doesn't mean he should, but I'm saying he could. Is he keeps saying, well, I have a location already. I have a location already. Well, what's the location? Honestly, like, is the location Belarus? And like, think about that, though. Like, think about, like, is it Belarus? Well, because, look, all right, Belarus, they'll let you have it right now. Except what? You're going to send your guys into Belarus? I guarantee you coronavirus is running rampant in Belarus right now. Like, he's just not going to tell you. He's not going to admit it. And they're hardcore. And they'll just say, oh, they were old anyways, etc. So now Justin Gaethje supposedly has been offered a fight against Tony Ferguson, yet now, you know, it's just we're reaching now. And as much as I want to see sports, as much as anybody, the sooner that we can get past this, at least we can get sports back. So as I was stating, the landscape's going to be different forever. You know, I brought this up on a podcast a couple of nights ago. Just think about all the things that we used to do that we're not going to want to do anymore. Like movie theaters. Like, you know, one thing I'll tell you. Moving forward, I think one thing that's going to come out of this will be drive-ins are going to come back. If I was in the movie business, like if I had money, I'd open up a drive-in theater. Because eventually, it's just, you know, basically, I think everyone's going to be wearing masks forever from now on and stuff. And there's always going to be a new coronavirus going to be back next year. It's going to be like a seasonal flu and stuff. And I think, you know, people are just going to be wearing masks all the time. But like drive-in movie theaters will be popular because you're not going to be sitting right next to somebody. Like think of the close proximity that we've always been as humans. You know, a lot of that's going to change. And, like, you know, you look at sports, man. Anyone who's been to a sporting event knows it's not as exactly like a lot of room in those arenas. Like, they really squeeze you in, man. Like, it's annoying. And you know what? Like, sports attendance, like, this is interesting, too. College football, their attendance kept declining over the last couple of years. I talked about it. There was a great article in Sports Illustrated a couple of months ago about college football. Bowl attendance was down, regular season attendance is down, and just how basically students don't go anymore. They don't go as much. They watch at the dorms, they get drunk, they're on campus or whatever, but they don't go to the game. And like people are just going to be less and less people now. They're going to want to go to events and be around everybody. As I stated, you know, everything will eventually get back to normal, sort of normal. Yet, I think that normal is a little ways away still, guys, to be honest. Until basically there's a vaccination for everybody and people aren't scared of this anymore. Yet, if you're wondering about timelines, Wimbledon, all right? So another one bites the dust, unfortunately. Wimbledon, which has been held every year. They haven't missed anything since World War II. Wimbledon's going to be postponed. And that's, you know, that's at the end of June going into July. So you see what we're saying here. We're already into midsummer now. Now you can say, well, that's England. That's not America. Yeah, well, you know, the world is sort of in this thing together right now. And I'm not so sure everything's going to be great in July in America either, right? The problem with this virus is there's going to be pockets that pop up. So, like, if you start a league off and stuff, like, Like a good example is like right now, Detroit. Detroit is starting to turn pretty bad right now. It's not quite full out like as bad as New York, but Detroit is starting to be bad. Like just, I'm just saying, like you have the NFL season going on and you know, there's four cities one week that's like, you know, has a pandemic. And then there's another, you know, city another week and you can't go there and you can't play there. Like there's a lot more to it than people realize, like actually playing a sports league. I mean, look at Australia, guys. They were dead set for it, man, in Australia. They were like, we're going to play. And what happened? They lasted 1 week. They lasted 1 week. And it's almost better not to play than to get everyone's hopes up and start and stop. Because that's what would have happened with March Madness. And I called it at the time. I said, yeah, sure, you can start the tournament, but you'll never get through it. And they wouldn't have. Case in point. You know, the Sweet 16 would have been in New York City this past Friday night. Like, you know, like MSG's close. Like it wouldn't have happened. So like if you're, and I know even me, and listen, I'm pretty fearful of the thing, or I understand like that it's going to be around for a while. But even me, I'm like, well, like the governor of Virginia just shut everything down until June 10th. Wow, that's a long time like to sort of know. Like, how do you know things won't be a little better like May 10th, right? Like even May 10th is still a long times away. But, you know, the chart doesn't lie. And when I'm speaking of the chart, I'm talking about the scientist COVID charts with the projections and stuff. So I'm starting to wonder now. I'm starting to lose a little bit of hope that these leagues are going to be playing. Like when everything got shut down a couple of weeks ago, I thought, well, NBA will be back in June, July. They'll just go into the playoffs. And maybe they still will. Maybe they still will, but I don't know. I gotta tell you, like maybe it was sunny out and stuff, it'd be easier to be positive, but it's always gray. And the news is like very depressing and negative. It is hard to stay positive at times like this, especially as like for people like us, you know, sports is our world. Now we've got the NFL draft. And that's something that we can lay it down on. And as I stated, me and Cam doing some great stuff on Game Time Decisions. That's going to be up on the YouTube page daily, sort of airs now at its time again, 6 to 8. You know, for the last couple of weeks, we've sort of been posting our shows randomly. Hey, hot off the press, and we post it. So now you can get the, now you can tune in 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I think there's a chat too. So maybe I'm going to hop in throughout the week in the chat, say what's up to people. And we're going to see if we can get Bob. You know what? I think we're going to get Bob on a podcast. Hey, we'll get Bob on a podcast tomorrow. We'll get Bob on. And listen, shout out to Bob. He's working on the front lines. Bob works at a seniors home, which is like a dangerous place to be. It's dangerous for everybody. So he works at a seniors home. And, you know, Bob loves to call. And as he said, he misses calling us. We miss taking his call. So it'd be nice to touch base with Bob. See how Bob's doing in Vermont. So, yeah, we'll get back into the NFL draft. All through the week on Game Time Decisions. I'll do a little NFL draft talk here as well. You know, I am intrigued. Jalen Hurts is a player I want to talk about. And me and Cam will definitely hit Jalen Hurts up. Jalen Hurts, no one's really talking about him. And he's one of these guys to me that is very, very interesting that you have to give a chance to. Jalen Hurts is one of these guys that, yeah, he's going to do some things that are going to frustrate you, but the kid's a winner. We've seen he's a winner. He has a lot of intangibles that I think that translate into the National Football League. And I hate to say it, though. Like, I don't know. Is he a backup quarterback? You know, what is he in the National Football League? Is he a starter? I think he is comparable to Dak Prescott. And the Cowboys have been linked to Jalen Hurts as well. So I find Jalen Hurts to be an interesting player. And we're definitely going to talk a lot. We're going to hit on Jalen Hurts throughout the week and his draft props, all right? Steve Merrill steps up and in. Get on a grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The podcast we promised Steve Merrill is here. Steve is also in Virginia. That was just recently announced that there's going to be pretty much a shutdown until June 10th. Steve Merrill steps up. And how you doing, Steve?
Hey, doing well, Gabe. Yeah, not too much of a change. Last week they shut schools for the year. Everything was shut until April 23rd, and now I guess it's June, although I think there's some things are like April 30th. But yeah, it's not getting any better. And I mean, as we've seen across the nation, it's not getting any better. We've been kind of lucky here in Virginia. They shut down pretty early. We haven't had the mass, you know, big city problems like New York and these other cities. But yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I still have a sneaking suspicion that 90% of this country either has it or has already had it this year.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you're going to see the pockets just start to spread. One thing, too, I noticed, so Liberty University in Virginia, Liberty University, Jerry Falwell insisted on opening up the campus, 1,800 students on campus, a bunch of them sick already, everyone's leaving. You know, I don't know what's going to happen if they're finally just going to shut it down there, yet he's refusing to shut down, yet it sucks when you hear, wow, June, and you think, wow, is that a little premature to, you know, do we know how bad things are going to be then? Yeah, and realistically, look, word is Wimbledon, the announcement set to come with Wimbledon, that they're going to shut Wimbledon down. And that's like June 29th to like mid-July, Wimbledon is. So, you know, the timetable, Steve, of sports this summer, we're starting to run out of racetrack.
Yeah, and what's interesting about Liberty University, I'm glad you brought that up, is the only two changes today in Virginia from the governor were two very specific things. One was that all colleges and schools had to shut, and basically all of them had. So I didn't understand that, and I forgot about Liberty opening. So I think that was purely directed towards Liberty.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was this past Saturday, with the weather being nice here in Virginia, the beaches were really full, and that annoyed a lot of people. And he was very specific, saying that all beaches were closed. However, it's open for exercise and fishing, but not for sunbathing or swimming. So really the only two changes today were directed probably at Liberty and the people that are on the beaches this weekend. So it's interesting you bring that up.
You know, it's crazy too. In New York and in New Jersey, for the most part, like the streets are dead. You know, like it is. People are taking it seriously and everything's closed. I mean, that's like it's a ghost town. But what I don't understand is, as you just stated, even in New York here, where they should know, I mean, half of the deaths of this thing in the country have been in one city so far. It's always people in parks, Steve. You see pictures in parks all the time over the weekend. Like, I saw this thing the other day of people jogging and working out. And I found it ironic, Steve, that there's so-called healthier people being this stupid. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I got to go work out. I got to get my workout in. It's like, yeah, but you're risking your life by getting your workout in. Like, I don't want you to just work out at home. Like, I walk past a soccer field today, and there was one guy out there alone kicking a ball into a net. That's all right. You know, he was literally alone. But, like, these people that congregate in these parks now and work out and basketball courts and stuff, I don't know what part of this they don't understand, Steve.
I totally agree. And yeah, I mean, it's a slippery slope because obviously they want people to get exercise still. It's important for numerous reasons. I mean, just first of all, not to go crazy. Second of all, to try to keep your immune system healthy,
exactly.
Because that does help. But then again, they don't want people congregating. So yeah, I thought that was interesting that they were very specific about like beaches closing, yet you could still like exercise as long as you keep the 6 foot, the social distance. And I've said all along, life is a balancing act and containing this is a balancing act. You know, we have to somewhat try to get the economy going or keep it somewhat open as best we can, because it's going to lead to more deaths down the road if we don't. Yet we also have to get rid of this virus. So yeah, I mean, playing basketball as a group or soccer as a group or sunbathing as a group is definitely not the smartest thing to do right now.
Yeah, you know, the economy's screwed. Like, in a sense that let's just be real. I mean, this is devastating. Yet, I saw, you know, a good point that's been brought up by a couple of people. All these jobs that are lost, they're all going to come back, right? Like, so there's going to be an instant boom, you know, to the economy eventually. The question is, how long is that? How long do we have to wait for that boom?
Yeah, the problem, though, is this is obviously going to cause a recession. I think there's no doubt about that. It's just how deep the recession is, and does it cause a depression? And I think what the Fed and the government's trying to do by getting all this money into the economy is to keep a depression from happening. And it probably is the right move. The problem, though, is if people don't make enough, you know, other than these, you know, these stipend payments just to get by, they're not going to be spending like they were. And in a recession, people don't spend. So even if these businesses come back, people aren't going to eat out as much. They're not going to buy as much at stores, things they don't need. It's just a trickle-down effect. And
yeah,
no matter
right,
how
Steve,
you do
that
it.
That money that you sent to people, it's going to be spent at essentials. So essentially all that money is going to be spent at CVS. It's going to be spent at the grocery stores. And so exactly, it's not going to help the economy that. It'll get people by a bit. And then they're going to be screwed after. It's not even enough. Let's just be real. What's $1,200 going to do for you?
Well, here's the other thing, Gabe, too, is if they don't spend it, then it's just going to cause inflation. Or if we pump – the bottom line is if you pump money into the economy, but you're not producing products like we normally do, you know, in services, which we can't right now, all you're doing is just inflating the price of everything. It's just going to cause massive inflation. And that might actually be the biggest problem we have a year or two from now. You know, I said last week when we were talking, like, something has to end bad here. You just can't pump trillions of free money into the economy and not end bad at some point. I think the way it's going to probably end bad is inflation. So, I mean, anything you do, any investments you make, you better make sure it works in the inflationary environment. We haven't seen that for a while, but we're going to see it. There's just really no way around it.
Yeah, my stock advice earlier was invest in drive-in theaters because no one's going to want to sit next to each other in a movie theater ever again. I think the drive-in will be back, Steve, in the future. That's my opinion moving forward. So as someone, you know, it's tough, Steve. I mean, listen, I've been running my mouth and, you know, I can talk about a lot of things, yet it's still a challenge. You know, I'm a sports host and there's not a lot of sports to talk about. I've been getting by talking about the NFL draft a lot and there's a million and one props out there for the NFL draft. Everyone's going to be a freaking draft expert by the time this draft is said and done. But, I mean, this is unprecedented for you. You've been in this business for, what, about 20 years, 20-plus years, and, you know, there's never been an off season. I mean, there's been a baseball strike or there's something's happened, a lockout, or there's been a few instances of leagues on strike, et cetera, but not a complete shutdown like this. Like, look at, you know, speaking of like the handicapping business, and handicappers are the definition of independent contractors as well. Devastating for the handicapping business, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at least the financial markets are still open. You know, that hasn't changed. In fact, if you're like a daily trader, the volatility and the way these markets have been moving is the best you can have, you know, because traders make money when the market's moving quickly up and down.
Volatile. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The volatility's been like at a record high. So
you can lose, but
isn't
you can
it
win.
Ironic?
It's like betting on underdogs, Steve, right? You're betting on like plus 730s. You just want to hit one or two of them.
But it's ironic, though, isn't it? Like probably the best trading market in history is happening right now, and there's absolutely no sports market. And I've always said they're so similar. And, I mean, they talked, you know, about a week or two ago about closing the financial markets. I mean, I can't believe that was even talked about. You want to see this country go under. Can you imagine the selling that would happen the day before they were going to close the markets for a week or two? I mean, you'd have like a 50% drop in one day. So I'm glad they've kept them open. They went to electronic trading in New York. That seemed like a no-brainer to me. I mean, they should be doing that anyway. The fact that they still have traders on the floor makes no sense. We're going to see a lot of changes, though. I mean, you're right about, like, the future. Even if this goes away, this could be people's mind for 5 or 10 years. People are not going to go to, like, movies and sit next to each other. Sporting events attendance, man. You know, NASCAR got hit during the 08, you know, recession, and they've never recovered. We talk about how empty the NASCAR tracks are now ever since then. And the other thing, too, Gabe, you know, a lot of people think the warm weather, and I do think the humidity, like here in Virginia in July, will knock this out. But they're talking about it coming back in the fall or another strand in the winter. And I even saw today for the first time, I hadn't seen this. Somebody sent me the article that college football is talking about doing a season from July through September. And it sounds crazy, but they were thinking about doing that to get in before the second wave of COVID comes back. in the fall. So we might have college football in July and not the other sports, which is just totally insane.
Yeah, which you know they can't do, right? They well, yeah,
I can't imagine. I don't see how they could with the college, with the class. Yeah, it makes no sense.
I mean, yeah, like it's just everyone's grasping here. Everyone's grasping. Kirk Herbstreit freaked people out last week when he said he doesn't think there'll be college football, right?
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's not exactly like someone to rock likes to rock the boat, Steve. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a controversial guy. You know? And he said, I don't see how you could do this without a vaccination. And he basically stated, if it did, there was no fans. So that's the thing. And even moving forward, I'm not saying there'll be no fans ever at sporting events, but let's just say hypothetically we play NFL football next year. I don't think there's fans, Steve. Like, you can't – they're not going to want to risk bringing it back. It's not really going to be gone. And then, oh, we sort of fought it through the summer and it died down a bit. And then, boom, in September, October, it's back again in this new hybrid form. Like you said, I saw the same thing. They said, like, this is essentially going to be, like, seasonal until we figure it out. So we're basically waiting for a vaccination now. And how the hell are you going to put 100,000 people in a stadium, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the over-unders last week being like mid-July for the three, you know, basketball, baseball, you know.
Like, just
I can't find odds on any of those. By the way, the books, the two or three books I was looking at last week, none of them have odds up anymore.
No. Like, it's like, no. Yeah. I mean, we told you guys it was free money. It's no. Yeah, as if July 1st they're starting any seasons. They just said Maryland, Virginia shut down until June 10th.
Exactly. And keep in mind, this was originally 2 weeks. When they did it a few weeks ago, it was 2 weeks. And then last week, the governor shut schools down and everything went another month until April 23rd. And now 1 week later today, everything's June, as you mentioned. I mean, I like trends. You know how I like to look at the trend of things. And the trend is not looking good on any of these. Nothing is trending better. Let's put it that way.
No. And like, how long, do we hear? Well, until August now, right? And I think we just need to start looking forward. Like, I just, can we get NFL in without fans? Fine. Somebody asked an interesting question to me on Twitter. We're taking Twitter questions a lot on the shows. And somebody said, what about a Super Bowl without fans? And, you don't get dealt, wouldn't want to do it. But I think that's where we could be at. You know what I mean? Like, because look, the NFL makes so much money from television. They can live without the fans, right? It is what it is. They'll bite the bullet. It sucks. They'll be pissed off, but they'll just screw the players more. You know what I'm saying? They'll take it out.
Yeah. There's never been a time in history where it matters less. Yeah, I was going to say there's never been a time in history where having fans matters less, to be honest, I would think, for any of these leagues. And I think there'll be some good changes to come. I do a show in the Tennessee-Alabama market every week, and we talk a lot of NASCAR, obviously. And the host had a really good idea, and this was about a month ago before all this happened. We've talked about, and you and I talk about this too, Gabe, how it's too bad the NFL competes with NASCAR when it's in the playoffs, because it's like the best part of the NASCAR season. Kind of swept under the rug. And this guy was saying that they could get it done by August or September, and what they should do is run twice a week, run like Sundays and Wednesdays. And I love that midweek idea, especially in the summer. There's nothing going on. And they're going to, if they want to get a season in, they're going to have to do something like that now. And I think they might see that, hey, look, it doesn't hurt us. The tracks are empty because they're not allowing fans in. You've got good TV coverage on like a Wednesday night. We might see some changes that carry over and actually help these leagues. And another idea that he had, which I love, by the way, is just shorter races, and more shootout format, because I like the stage racing. But just make it shorter. And if you do like twice a week, they might do that as well. So it'll be very interesting to see if some good comes out of this long term as far as, some innovative ideas.
That's interesting coming from NASCAR country that they're saying, we've got to shorten this thing. It's not like
it's
not like East Coasters saying, well, you don't even know it, so don't bitch about it. It's too long. Like you said, Steve, I love the sport too, but, dude, I fall asleep sometimes. I wake up, and I've only missed 40 laps, and I've been asleep for an hour and a half. You know what I mean? Like, it's
even worse now, because they don't crash anymore, so it's even worse now because they just run circles.
Yeah, it's just –
with no action. Yeah,
I know, and it's they need to tweak some things. I don't have a problem with that. Look, baseball was talking to, and I think baseball is going to be screwed. And baseball's coming to the realization that they're going to play 81 games or something like that. And how we talked about the schedule, and I was reading that baseball, they basically agreed to play two doubleheaders a week. So, like, to try to, you know what I mean, get more games in and stuff. But now, Steve, so, you know, the NBA wants to put everyone at Mandalay Bay or MGM or whatever and run through it, like, on a gym there. It's like we're really bastardizing these seasons right now, Steve. Like, I think it's all, you know, no one wants to admit it's done, but I think we're getting close to being done soon.
Yeah, you know, you look at hockey and basketball, they'll be like, hey, look, we got, what, 75% of our season in. Football will probably get something in. Yeah, baseball is going to be the one that's going to be left out to hang because they probably will have basically no season at all, especially due to the weather and stuff we've talked about. You know, they'd have to do such a short format. I'd say baseball. It's funny because last week when we were talking about the odds, baseball was the most likely to start first, and now they're probably the most likely not to play at all.
Yeah, and last week the odds were July, right? July, that's not happening. They're not starting July 1st. They need a month to get ready before. Like, it's just, it's frustrating. I hate this freaking virus, man. Very, very, very frustrating. So the NFL draft is going on. That's the one thing so far. Goodell doesn't want to cancel it, and, you know, hopefully he doesn't have to. Hopefully he doesn't have to, but we're seeing pockets and, you know, different pockets of America are going to start popping up here. I saw Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci say, literally, they said no major metropolitan city will be spared, essentially. Like, it's going to start, like, Steve. So it's going to be a long spring, man. I don't know how much you watch Seinfeld, Steve, but it's supposed to be the summer of George. The summer of George. No summer of George this year, Steve.
No summer of Gabe.
No, it isn't.
Your Kung Pao spicy still, though, right?
I do. But, you know, it sucks. I called my favorite Chinese restaurant in the area, and they were closed. They're closed.
Yeah,
no one wants to order Chinese food, right? They're blaming them, Gabe, it's not really fair. You know?
What do you think the percentage is on that poll you talked about last month? About 33% thought it came from Corona beer. Maybe they're benefiting better now.
Yeah, well, at least now they're calling it COVID, which I'm sure Corona are happy
That's
about.
True.
Yeah. Like, that was probably Corona lobbying, saying, for the love of God, you got to change the name. You've got to change the name of this thing.
They got the curve down from 33% to only 20% of Americans now think it comes from Corona beer.
Yeah, I like Corona, so I'm glad
they're flattening the curve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, God, that'd be cold if Corona had that as their new slogan, flattening the curve with Corona.
Oh, yeah, that would not be a good move.
Too soon. Flatten the curve, Corona. Thanks, Steve.
Well, they do do social distancing. They're all about sitting on the beach by yourself having a Corona.
Good point. That's a good point. All right, thanks for your time, Steve.
Thanks, Gabe.
Get out of Grant.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.